All is present. All is present. The only time there is, the only space there is, the only place there is, all is present. And when you like yourself, you live in that wonderful present. And when you delight in yourself, you live in that wonderful present. And when you know yourself, you live in that wonderful present. Your self is your immortality. How often do we think that there may be a future, or that we may live on, or that we may have life beyond whatever appears to be on this dimension that we're on? And we are always looking for an afterlife. We're always looking for coming back and living on this planet, or coming back and living another life. And believe it or not, we're always living another life, and we're living another life right now. We're living another life this moment. We're living another life all the time. Every moment of our life, we're living another life, because we're always living in eternity. We're always living in the now. We're always living every experience that we ever have, past, present, or future, in the now. Oh, yes, they have people who die on the operating table or something, and then they come back and they say they have seen a light at the end of the tunnel, or they've seen other experiences, and they've seen that the world does continue, that life does continue, maybe on a different format than we're familiar with right now, but it does continue. And our experience and our joy in our life is not living for our immortality, is not living for our tomorrow or our yesterday. Immortality is living now, right now. Immortality is living the eternality of right now. All of us have imagination of tomorrows and other days, and we have imaginations of wanting to live a more divine life, a more human life, a more beautiful life, a more fulfilled life. And we don't realize that now is the time that we are to live that. Now is the time that we're to experience that. Now is the time that we're to enjoy every single moment of eternity. We are to enjoy our immortality right now, because that is all the time there is, and that is all that there is. We think of the past, and when we think of the past, we're thinking of it right now. We think of the future, we dream of future possibilities, and they are right now. If every moment of our life we said to ourselves, this is the allness of all time that there is. In this moment, I have the opportunity to be the most beautiful, fulfilled, joyous, fantastic being that ever breathed the breath of life. This moment. This moment. So now, you hear of people telling you now that it's nice to be nice to your neighbor, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and all of those wonderful things. Now, why are they saying that? Why is the philosopher continually bringing back ideal thoughts, ideal ideas? Why is every person who is thoughtful at all, why in our meditations do we think of joyous, happy, meditative thoughts of things that we would like to experience, things that we'd like to be, things that we are already? We can never want to be something that we are not already. For already we are everything. Already we are the allness. Already we are the isness. Now, we fight that. We say, I don't want to be the allness. I don't want to be this. I just want to be a good, divine human being, a wonderful, joyful person who enjoys life, who can smile, who can laugh, who can dance, who can sing, who can do all the wonderful things that a being does. And how great that is. Do you think that that's not what being immortal is? Do you think that being immortal is being something that is so, what we like to call special, or what word do we have for it? We have the word of when a person is not enjoying themselves, and a person is not getting the most out of life, and a person is not doing something, we say, well, I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live like that. Well, you're not supposed to live like that. You're supposed to live so that every moment of your life is the greatest treasure you could ever have. You're supposed to live as though you were born with a smile on your face, and as though you live every moment of your life with that smile getting bigger and bigger and bigger until you just almost seem like you cannot contain the glorious smile on your face. And as you do that, you find life joyful. You know, I think living should be compared to something like petting your dog. Whenever I reach out in a special overwhelming love, overwhelming delight, not that I want something from my dog, or not that I need something from my dog, or not that I even feel, but I want to pour out on my dog my infinite love. I want to pour out on my dog something intangible in my heart that says, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all. I take my dog before I walk with him in the morning. As I'm ready to take a walk with Rex in the morning, I finish all of my duties in the Hermitage and prepare myself. And I feed the fish, and then I come back into the house, and I look at Rex, and I say, okay, biddy buddy, we're taking our morning walk. And he is on the couch. He is just stanched so beautifully there. And he stretches, and his hind end is way up in the air, and his forepaws down on the floor. And then he walks off the couch, and he comes to the door. And he looks up at me and says, I'm ready. And we go to the front gate, which I leave closed at night. And I'm ready to open the gate. But before I open the gate, I reach down and I take Rex in my arms. And I cuddle him around his chest and around his neck and around his head. And I say, you are just so wonderful. You are the most wonderful puppy in the world. And he's 9 years old. You are the most fantastic dog in the world. You're great. You're great. And I snuggle and hug him. And he stands there, and he bows down, and he wiggles his tail, and just sort of a slow, gentle, loving wiggle. And then he looks up at me in my eyes. He looks right in my eyes. He's got those big, brown, glorious eyes. And he says, you know, this is what every morning should be. This is what I enjoy and delight. It starts my day off, everything just so right. And I hug him. And sometimes we're walking along the meditation path around the monastery grounds here. And I'll look at Rex and I'll say, Rex, are you ready for a hug? And he comes over and he walks between my legs and he gives me his hind end and says, come on, Dad, hug me. And so I hug him and he's wagging his tail. And I said, you are such a glorious dog. Now, what is that feeling that I feel toward my dog? Is that some passionate love? Is that some need love? Is that some love that has to be? Or is that just the most natural expression of delight that any person could ever have? Is that just a natural expression of a heart that is just jumping out and saying, oh, I love life, I love my body, I love my world, I love me, I love my dog, I love my, oh, I love everything. Yes. When I walk into the monastery in the morning and all the monks stand up and they come to me and we stand by the door and we make a big circle, however many monks are there that morning, and we make a big circle. We wind our arms around each other, and we say our wonderful Om. We say it three times in three levels, and we sing it out. Sometimes we say it all on one breath. Sometimes we say it on many breaths. And after that we say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. We say that seven times. And we say it with a tickle in our heart and a tingle in our voice and a joy in our being. And then we say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And we like to throw in, I'm independently wealthy. I'm independently wealthy. I'm independently wealthy. Because we like to be independently wealthy. And so we acknowledge that we are independently wealthy. Then we give each other a hug and a kiss, and a strong, firm hug and a loving kiss right on the lips. And we say, I love you. And then we do the next person, and then the next person. We go around and hug and snuggle and kiss every single monk, every single person. Wouldn't it be wonderful if every family would do that every morning? You all gather in a big circle and say, oh boy, what a wonderful day we got going. And then as you're sort of snuggled in each other's arms all together, you get that vibration going, the vibration of the Om. It's not a matter of what the Om says or where the Om comes from. It's just a nice vibration. Om, 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 Om. And you say that and you let it go out of your voice and out of your heart and out of your being into each other. And then you speak your word. I like me, I like me, I like me. Seven times, and you feel just so wonderful. Now, every morning we do this. Wherever I go in the world, we do this. Wherever I have seminars, or wherever I visit at people's homes, or wherever I am with my family, we do this. And it's a good feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. There's no significance to it except the significance of the most wonderful love, the most beautiful love. It's a feeling of goodness. Being immortal is not living sometime later in life. It's not coming into another dimension later in life. We're already in that dimension. We're already living on every dimension that could ever exist. We live on dimensions within dimensions within dimensions within dimensions, and it's fun. It's fun for thinking about it, really. And you might say, oh, come on now, that's not a dimension. But you get in your car, and that's another dimension. You drive to wherever you're going, and that's another dimension. You get out of the car, that's another dimension. You walk into your store, or your house, or your building, or your office, or your wherever you're going, that's another dimension. And then when you get in this other dimension, you're doing other dimensional things. And you're on the telephone. You're walking down the street with your cell phone, and you're on the telephone. You're in several dimensions. You're walking down the street. You're talking to someone on the phone. You're using that dimensional telephone that takes you all over the world as you walk down the street. Now, oh my goodness, what a glorious invention. What a glorious invention to enjoy other dimensions. And then when we watch television, oh, we're watching other dimensions for sure. We're participating in it. We think they're real right now. We think that that is the now experience, and it is. We are there. We're in the movie, in the theater, and we're watching a film, and it's another dimension. And then the dimension changes, whatever it may be. And we go out after the film, and we go to the restaurant, and we have a sandwich, or we have a dinner. That's another dimension. And we look over at the people at the next table, and they're having a delicious-looking meal. And Ellen always runs over and says, that looks fantastic. What are you having? And they tell her, and she says, that's what I'm going to order. Now, she walked in that restaurant, and she was in one dimension. She looked at the people who were at the next table, and she delighted in seeing their food, and that's another dimension. And then she went over to them and said, "What are you eating? That looks so good." And they tell her, that's another dimension. They, too, are entering into Ellen's dimension. They, too, left their own dimension of their own table where they were sitting and doing whatever they were doing. They were eating and they were enjoying their meal. And then Ellen tells the waiter, "I will have that meal." And the waiter says, "Very good choice, madame. Very good choice." And then the food comes. And when the food comes, we enter another dimension, the dimension called eating. And then we come to another dimension, the dimension called I'm finished eating. Oh, ho, yes, indeed. We're in so many dimensions. You say, "Well, Herb, those are what kind of a dimension is that? What kind are you talking about? It's so silly." No, it's not silly at all. That's our reality. I like myself. And every dimension that I'm in, I like myself. I am myself. I am my immortality. Yourself is your immortality. That's who we are. We do not remember the past, or we do not remember the future. For all is in the present. I am present. I am living in the present. As I spoke of Ellen looking at the other table and at the food they had, I was visualizing her doing it, because that was what she often does. As I give Rex a great big giant hug in the morning and tell him how much I love him, that's a now experience. I can experience that whether I hug him or whether I don't. I experience it in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, in my being. We are immortal. We do live forever. And why not like ourselves while we're living forever? Why not be the kind of person that we would love other people to love? Now, do you feel sorry for yourself ever? Well, that's not the kind of person that you want to remember. Do you feel happy with yourself? Is that the kind of person you want to remember yourself as? Are you joyful? Are you delighted? When you walk into your house and there is Mom, she's sitting at the table having a cup of coffee. And you say, "Mom, what are you doing sitting at the table having a cup of coffee? I thought you were going to make supper for us." And Mom says, "Oh, come and have a cup of coffee with me." So we all sit down at the table and have a cup of coffee with Mom. And out from the kitchen come the rest of the family. "Oh, I didn't know you were all going to be here." "Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're making the dinner. And we told Mom, you go and sit and relax and just have a cup of coffee and we'll take care of everything." Wow, how nice. The dimensions change. The screen, the scene, the activity all change. And I'm ready to change with them because I am flexible. I thought Mom was going to cook the meal, and here it is, my family's cooking it for me. I thought we were going to do this and that and the other thing, and it all changes every moment because I flow with the here and the now, and I like myself. And I like myself so much, I say, "Wow, am I happy? Wow, I am so pleased. Wow. I never would have dreamed my family would be here making the meal for me. Mom, you're a great creator." Oh, and I'm a great creator too. We all create our world in our own uniqueness. Mom created not having to cook, which she loved to do. And she created letting her family cook because they love to do something for her every once in a while. They love to share and say how much they love her. Like me giving Rex a big hug and him coming back and asking for more. Yes, he does. Our world comes back and asks for more. We come back and ask for more. Our immortality is assured to be a beautiful immortality if our present moment is a happy moment. If our present moment is a joyful moment, a fulfilled moment, an enriching moment, then we live in an immortality that is eternal. Oh yes, you don't know it, but all the people around you are immortal too. All the people around you live eternally, but they're living in the now. They're living in the present. They're living this instant, and they're delighting in every bit of it. And if they don't like it for whatever reason, they can turn to another instant, and this instant is no longer there for them. They turn from an instant of pain to an instant of remembering the happy time, the healthy body that they have, and then the healthy body is theirs. They turn from the experience of an unhappy discussion with someone to a happy discussion with that same person, right that same moment. Change the subject, as the saying goes, and you're in another dimension. You're in another reality. You're in another beingness. Scientists are telling us there is no space or time. All space and time is right here, right now. And we like to say, oh, yes, the scientists are right. Years ago, we said the scientists are wrong because they disagreed with the Bible. They disagreed with the spiritual aspects of life. And now the scientists are telling us that the spiritual aspects of life and life are one and the same thing. There is no spiritual and there is no physical. There is no mental. There is only one. And that's the life that you and I are living right now. That's the perfection that you and I claim right now. As they say, if your toe hurts and you hit your finger with a hammer, you'll forget all about your toe hurting. And that's exactly what it is. We change our attention. Now, we don't have to hit our finger with a hammer, but we change our attention from whatever it is that does not please us to something that absolutely pleases us. And as we change our attention to something that absolutely pleases us, our life in the now is absolutely fantastic. Join me in my awareness of the now. Join me in the awareness of all that is and how fantastic it is and how joyous it is and how wonderful it is, because that's who you are and that's who I am and that's all that matters. That's all that matters at all. That's all that is. You, me, I, right now. Yes, my dog Rex and I, we are a team. I hug and love him without any thought of return or any thought of my needing to love him, but just because I love me, because I am immortal. I like myself every moment of my life. I like every person who's in my world, and I live in the present, for all is present. All is now. I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. You're wonderful. Have a glorious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious day. And an eternity that is happening right now for you, and happening right now for me. Enjoy. It is our eternity, our immortality, our nowness, and that's all that matters. Mm-hmm.